Reading, allergies. Worldwide, allergies are one of the most common chronic diseases, and the number of people who have allergies is increasing each year. The severity of allergies can range from mild symptoms to life-threatening reactions. What exactly are allergies, and who can be affected by them? What are the symptoms? Are there any treatments available? The body's immune system works to combat invaders outside the body, like viruses and bacteria. However, your body may have an exaggerated reaction to a harmless substance, called an allergen, which may not cause a reaction in another person. Examples of allergens include nuts, pollen, animal dander, and bee venom after a sting. Potential allergens can also be found in some places you might not think of, such as the nickel in clothing fasteners and jewelry, and the latex found in some gloves and other products. People react to allergens in different ways. But why only certain people have allergies is not completely known. We do know that allergies are more common in children than adults, but allergies can develop at any point in a person's life. Also, sometimes the allergies we have in childhood disappear later in life. If you have a parent who has had allergies, your chances to have allergies are increased, but not all allergies are hereditary, like allergies to penicillin or shellfish. Your chances of having an allergy may also be linked to your environment. For example, some evidence suggests that being around pets as a young child may help make your body more resilient to allergens as an adult. Other data suggests that children who grow up being exposed to a greater variety of microbes in their natural environment may have more flexible immune systems when faced with allergic triggers compared to children who live in urban settings and who are not as exposed to these microbes. Some people suffer from the seasonal allergy commonly known as hay fever, also known as allergic rhinitis, or AR. The symptoms can be mild but may affect the whole body. Common symptoms of hay fever include a runny nose, itchy eyes and throat, and sinus congestion. More systematic symptoms may include headaches or fatigue and rashes. However, sometimes an allergic reaction can be much more severe and cause life-threatening symptoms. Medicines like penicillin, venom from bee or wasp stings, and some kinds of food can trigger a severe reaction in some people. These reactions can include hives, swelling, difficulty in breathing, and a fall in blood pressure, which together are known as anaphylaxis. Anaphylaxis can happen seconds or minutes after exposure to allergen, forcing your body into anaphylactic shock. Without medical treatment, such as an epinephrine injection, anaphylaxis can be fatal for some people. Although allergies cannot be totally cured yet, there are steps you can take to ease the symptoms. For example, in the case of hay fever, as well as dust mite and animal dander allergies, keeping your home clean and free of carpets, down quilts, and feather pillows, all of which can collect allergens, is recommended. During seasons with high pollen counts, pollen season, limiting your exposure to the outdoors, wearing a mask and eye protection, and closing your windows are other preventive measures. In addition to these behavioral measures, there are various over-the-counter OTC drugs, such as antihistamines and decongestants, that can help reduce your symptoms, as well as several prescription medications. Some natural remedies are also available. For example, for hay fever, natural treatments may include honey, garlic, hot peppers, chamomile tea, and taking a shower. It should be mentioned that in Japan, hay fever from cedar pollen is listed as one of the most common allergies. This is probably due to widespread planting of cedar trees after World War II. The number of people in Japan suffering from hay fever continues to rise each year.